Hi, I'm Laura Huntsberger, and you're listening to South Carolina Focus. With me here today is Matthew Whitehouse, the Observatory Manager for the South Carolina State Museum. He's here to talk about this weekend's lunar eclipse, which happens Sunday night, September 27th. So Matthew, if I have this right, a lunar eclipse is when the sun, earth, and moon line up with each other so that the earth casts a shadow on the moon. But this eclipse is called a super eclipse. What does that mean?
So I should backtrack by saying that all lunar eclipses happen when the moon is full. So this is a so-called supermoon eclipse, and all that really means is that this particular full moon when the eclipse is happening is when the moon is closest to the Earth in its orbit. So because of this, when the moon is a so-called supermoon, it actually can appear slightly bigger in our sky, not dramatically bigger. So if you're looking up on a supermoon or for the supermoon eclipse and you're expecting the moon to look really, really big in the sky, it's actually not going to. It's only going to look slightly bigger. In fact, it may not really be noticeable.
Well, what makes this supermoon special this time, though?
So in this case, we have this kind of convergence of events, a supermoon and an eclipse happening at the same time, a lunar eclipse happening at the same time. This eclipse starts a few minutes after 9 p.m. The moon will start going into the Earth's shadow, and we'll begin to see that encroachment on the moon. The eclipse peaks at around 10:47 p.m., so just before 11 p.m. we'll be at maximum eclipse. At that point, the moon will be a very distinct red color. And then as we approach midnight, the eclipse will start to wind down. We'll start seeing the shadow go away. The moon will stop being so red. And that'll actually be kind of a gradual process as we pass the maximum eclipse and go towards midnight.
Now, can you tell me why it turns a red color?
Okay. So these eclipses are often called blood moons. And the reason for this is that even though you've got the Earth in the way, blocking the light from the sun from reflecting off the moon, a little bit of sunlight actually filters through Earth's atmosphere. And Earth's atmosphere blocks out all the wavelengths of light except for red light. So this red light, the small amount of red light from the sun filters through our atmosphere and it reflects off the moon and it turns the moon this very distinct red color.
So the Earth's atmosphere is kind of like a prism that only casts red light, and that hits the moon and makes it look red.
Right. The Earth's atmosphere is acting like a prism and like a filter. It's not letting shorter wavelengths of light through. It's scattering them out, blocking them off, and only letting that red light through.
So will people in their backyards be able to see that nice red color?
Yes. If you happen to be out on a Sunday night, and look up, you will see this.
What about people in the city? Because I know sometimes when there's a lot of light in the city, you can't see it as well. Will that be a factor?
For an eclipse, light pollution in the city actually isn't a factor. We worry about light pollution when we're looking at very faint things, like galaxies and nebulae, faint, distant objects, which is why observatories that do a lot of research tend to be located away from cities. But for an eclipse, actually, in the middle of the city, you will get a beautiful view. We're not concerned about light pollution.
That's great. Now, the museum is going to have a viewing event on Sunday night in partnership with the Midlands Astronomy Club. They'll have some telescopes set up. And can you tell me what people will be able to see through the telescopes?
The Midlands Astronomy Club will have small telescopes set up at the museum front entrance. And then we'll have our big telescope, our Alvin Clark telescope, in the museum observatory up and running. And in the small telescopes, the view will tend to be more of the whole moon. It'll be what we call a wider field of view. You'll see the entire moon in those smaller telescopes. In our large telescope, the Alvin Clark telescope, the moon will fill the entire field of view of the eyepiece, and it'll actually be a more detailed view. It'll be kind of give you the feeling that you're hovering in a spacecraft over the eclipsed moon. So it's two different views and two different telescopes, or a couple of different types of telescopes.
Now, one last question. What happens if it rains on Sunday night?
If it's totally cloudy and raining, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to see the eclipse. And at the State Museum, if this happens, we're going to actually show a stream, a webcast of the eclipse from an observatory that's got clear skies in the planetarium. So we'll be able to see the eclipse in that way.
Matthew Whitehouse, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to South Carolina Focus. I'm Laura Hunsberger, and my guest has been Matthew Whitehouse, Observatory Manager for the South Carolina State Museum. For more information, visit scmuseum.org. I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio.